Lord, as in this solemn hour of worship, you have brought our minds to your truth, and our hearts to your love, and our spirits to join with yours. Hear us now, as we bring to you our prayers for ourselves and for others. For we call to mind your fatherly care, by which we were first brought to life, by which we have been protected and guided and spared to this day. For friends beside us still, and those of long ago, for families ever present to our thought and dear to our heart, those apart from whom we cannot think of life, because we know their love for us. And those who brought us by their life and health to know your love divine, and others still beside us, who by their faith encourage us and by their hope help us to trust. And greater still, your grace and truth in Christ your Son, salvation for our souls, his Spirit's presence, daily bringing us comfort, cheer, and help. To you, O God, because we know we owe it, we bring the praise of thankful hearts. Almighty God, you have promised that your land will not rest till justice comes to all the world, and the whole earth is subject to your law. Send your Holy Spirit to the nations, we pray. Anoint our leaders with your heavenly grace, that those who are set in authority over others may lead them in your ways, safe from strife and want. Remember your steadfast love, people abused and exploited or oppressed, people persecuted, imprisoned or forced to flee from their homes. Give to your church a more earnest faith, and trusting in the merits of our Saviour, the freedom, peace and power to live for him and serve his love. God, heal us for those whose need oppresses them this morning, people who are sick in body or in their mind, people who are sad, the anxious or afraid, any in whose life the flame of faith has burned low and who seem to have lost their hope. And we pray for those who live without the love that once they knew and treasured more than anything, who bear the burden of belief, who weep at night and in secret, and though their heart is aching, are trying so hard for the sake of others. Lord, in mercy, deliver them, and may your nearness soothe their sorrow, and your power heal their sickness, and your peace possess them. And we pray for ourselves. Lord Jesus Christ, day by day, your hand is upon us in mercy and blessing, yet still we forget it. Help us to know your presence, to know that you are with us day and night and week by week. May we know that your Father is our Father too, and that there is nothing in life nor death that can ever separate us from your love. For your name's sake, to whom with the Father and the Holy Spirit, we ascribe all honor and glory, dominion and power, now and